I'd like to start off by recognizing my colleagues on this project, Derek Whitelock, Ed Hughes, and Marvis Gillum from the Cotton Ginning Lab in New Mexico, and also Ed Barnes from Cotton Incorporated. The objective of this study is to look at some newly designed link cleaner grid bars and how they might help in removing a C-coat fragment. Many years ago, well, not many, a few years ago, we tried different settings and different configurations at the gin stand trying to get rid of C-coat fragments. We weren't very successful there. We tried different levels of C-cotton cleaning, trying to get rid of C-coat fragments. We weren't really successful there. We're using one particular variety that has a bunch of C-coat fragments. So all of this work is mainly centered with one particular variety. Cliff mentioned this morning that C-cotton cleaners at least did not create C-coat fragments. That's good. We found that also, that we're not creating them in the C-cotton cleaning, so that was good. But we weren't very pleased with the results we were getting, so we turned our attention to link cleaners. And we thought maybe the link cleaner grid bar might be a place where we can try and get rid of some of these C-coat fragments. This is a link cleaner simulator that we have developed to assist us in our research. We have a, is there a pointer here? What do we use for a pointer?
This is yeah.
Okay. I need to tap it later on. That's what I'm afraid of. Here's our high-speed camera. This is a camera that Cotton Incorporated bought for us. It's a very, very expensive camera, very nice camera. I'll show some specs on a minute on this camera. Over here, this is our disc right here, or what we're simulating is our link cleaner, saw, right there. I can't do this. It's too sensitive.
Might use the blue.
Oh, that's better. Maybe. Thank you. Here's our little link cleaner grid bar right here. This is an example of one that I'm pointing at. And right here is where we attached the C-coat fragment to a little tuft of cotton. That simulates being attached to a sawtooth of the link cleaner. And of course, we have some lighting to assist in the video. Just very quickly, the high-speed camera. We're using a two microsecond shutter speed, and we have a film speed of about 10,000 frames per second, and we're still able to get a pretty good resolution at that. That's pretty quick. And we're able to catch about 5,900 frames of memory. As you'll see later on, we're only going to end up using about 21 frames, but we're able to catch 5,900 frames if we need to. Our test stand that I showed you, we're using a saw speed or a disc speed of 1,000 RPM. Our grid bar to tube, the C-coat was attached on the end of a little tube on the end of that disc. But the grid bar to tube or the grid bar to sawtooth clearance is about 40 thousandths of an inch. The time between each frame is 100 microseconds. And again, our exposure time is 2 microseconds. Those are the important things there. We ran an experiment. We used 10 different style grid bars. We used two cultivars. I used the variety that we know has a very high level of C-coat fragments, and then we used another variety, which we originally thought was more normal. It had been in storage for a while, it was very dry, and we found out that its seed was also prone to make C-coat fragments. So we didn't get any difference between the two cultivars. I averaged them together. And then three replications for a total of 60 videos, and each video again is 21 frames long. The fiber bundle and C-coat fragment piece that I attached to the end of the disc range from about 4 to 10 milligrams in weight. Again, the tube to bar clearance was about 1 millimeter. And the tube or the sawtooth to the center of the C-coat fragment was about 3 millimeters. And this will make more sense because I'm going to show some videos in just a minute. These are the 10 grid bar designs that we tested. Now at the laboratory we have some Continental Lodestar link cleaners. The first bar on our link cleaners is about a 30 degree bar. The remaining bars are about 50 degrees. So we wanted to get a range of bars, bar angles. And what I mean by bar angle is let's look at this 105 degree bar right here. The angle that goes clockwise is what we're calling 105 degrees. So if we go clockwise this way, we end up right here at about 105 degrees from the vertical. This one is a 90 degree bar. This one and this distance right here on the 105 degree bar, this top distance, you notice it has two edges. This distance right here is about 1.5 millimeters. This distance on this 90 degree bar is about 4 millimeters, and we did this on purpose. We wanted to see what would happen here. This 90 degree bar, this top distance is about 1.5. This is 1.5. Same with the 60 degree bar over there. Now you'll notice that on this 60 degree G and this 45 degree G, we have a little groove cut in here. We thought that the C coat fragment, when it comes whipping around, as you'll see in the videos, that little groove might trap the C coat fragment and pull it off. That is the reason for that little groove on the 60 and the 45. And then we have a rounded bar here. So we have a range of bars that we're trying. This is the 105 degree bar. And let me see if I can get this to work. There it goes. You can see that the C coat fragment was ginned off of the piece of tuff there. And I'm going to show a video of each of these 10 style of grid bars, and then I'm going to summarize the results afterwards. I'm going to say ahead of time that this 105 degree bar is one of my favorites. So I'm going to run it again. Because you can see that it ginned the seed coat off fairly cleanly. And it's away from the saw. You can see that the seat coat is going away from our link cleaner saw. It is not going back towards the saw. And the only thing that we changed here was the design of the grid bar. We kept all of the speeds the same, the clearances the same, because those things will make a difference. We kept all of those constant. There's a little scale at the top. That is in millimeters, that little scale there at the top. Did I mention this was one of my favorite? No, okay. I don't want to run out of time here, so I'm going to go on. But that is one of my favorites that we're going to. This is the other end of the spectrum, where this top of the bar is 4 millimeters extra long. The seed coat didn't even gin off of that, and you'll see that it stayed with the saw. The seed coat is remaining with the lint. Let me run that one again too, because these are the two extremes. So I'll run these twice. So it didn't gin. We're going to throw this one away. Here's a 90 degree bar. Now we ran each of these bars 6 times. We had 3 replications, and we had 2 different cotton varieties, but there was no difference between the cotton varieties. They both had a lot of seed coat fragments, so I combined them together. So the results that you're going to see later on the statistics that we ran are the results of 6 of these runs. And I picked out one of the 6, a representative run out of the 6 for each bar. Here's a 75 degree. Each one of these frames, again, is at about 100 microseconds. Here's a 60 degree bar. It's amazing what this camera can do. Here's a 60-degree bar with this little groove that I was talking about that we thought might capture the seed coat fragment and take it off. The groove didn't work. The groove was only about 20 thousandths of a groove in there, and it just isn't big enough. But if we make it any bigger, then we're just going to cut off the corner. So that wouldn't work. So the two bars with the grooves did not perform well. Here's a 45. The 45, it did gin off the seat coat. You can see the seat coat coming off away from the saw, which is what we want. We want it to go away, not go with the lint. Here's a 45, again with that little 20 thousandths groove that we put in there, thinking that it might do something, but it didn't do anything at all. The idea with using all of these little grid bars is to try and get an idea of what we can build full size and test in a commercial lint cleaner. That's the idea behind all of this, is maybe this will give us a hint on what to try full size. Here's a 30 degree. Am I doing okay on time? Yeah. So several of these bars did knock the seed coat off. It ginned it. It performed well. And here's the rounded bar. Surprisingly, this lists the rounded bar on several, let me start it up here, on several of the runs did gin the seat coat. Looks like a fairly dull cleaner grid bar, but it ginned it. So what we did was we tried to take all of this information. Oh, let me show two more slides first. This is the 105 degree bar. I'm going to show the two extremes. This is the 105 degree bar. This shows the start of the path of the seed coat fragment up here. If I can, right here. And right here is where it impacted the bar, that point right there. And that is the center of the seed coat. Here is our lint cleaner is over on the right, the disc. And what we did was we analyzed after impact, three frames after impact, so 300 microseconds after impact. So our results that I'm going to be showing here in a minute, here's impact, then here's one, here's two, and there's three. Three spots after impact, 300 microseconds after impact is what we're going to analyze. This happens to be a diagram of the 105 degree bar. If you remember, here's the one that we're just going to throw out completely, the 90-degree bar. It impacted up here. And then came back in and stayed theoretically with the lint. It wasn't even ginned. So the results that I'm going to show are 3 microseconds after impact. In this case, here is impact, and it'd be 1, 2, and then 3. This is what we're calling our poor designs. Now, we ran the statistics on how far the seed coat fragment traveled in that 3 frames, in that 300 microseconds, how far it went and what direction it went. To make things simpler for right now, we just included the X direction. So in the X direction, 3 frames or 300 microseconds after impact, this is how far and in what direction the bar traveled. So let's look at the 90-degree bar here at the top. Here's our bar edge right here. Remember, it went to the right. It went back towards the bar, towards the lint cleaner saw. It didn't gin at all. And in 3 frames or 300 microseconds, it went back about 2 millimeters. Our 60-degree and our 45-degree bars, remember with the little 20 thousandths notch cut in there, that we didn't see any kind of favorable results. On average, this isn't, these numbers are average of six lots each bar. It went about 1 millimeter away from the saw. But in most of the cases, it didn't gin, but it did go at least in the right direction. So we're calling this the poor designs. And statistically, the 105 degree bar and the 90 degree bar were separated statistically. And then the other bars kind of fell in between. They broke up. We ran Duncan's multiple range test to separate the means at a 10% level. Here's our better designs. The 90 degree, the 75, and the 30, they're going in the right direction. They're going away from the saw, and they traveled 2 to 2.5 millimeters in about this three-frame time period. And then here are what we're calling our best designs. There's the 105 at the top, our 60, 45, and then our rounded bar. Our 45 degree bar did travel the farthest distance, about 5 millimeters away in that particular time period. So these are giving us an idea on what we're going to try full size. Probably definitely we'll be trying these four designs right here. The grid bars with the larger than normal included angle, remember I mentioned that our link cleaners are the first bar is 30 degrees, the remaining bars are 50 degrees. We saw that the 60, the 75, and the 105 did very well. And also the bars that had that second bar edge, like on the 105, you see this second bar edge right up here? When they have two edges, the first edge and the second edge right up here, I'm losing my pointer again. Right here, the two edges. We found that they may be more effective in removing these deco fragments. Now, this is based on observation right now. We found that the small groove on the impact did not help at all. We also found that if the deco fragment broke clean, it seemed to retain a lot of its energy and go a farther distance. Where if the lint was pulled off of the C-coat fragment, it kind of slowed that C-coat fragment down, and in some cases stopped, but it didn't go as far of a distance. So if we can break off the C-coat fragment cleanly, that seems to help getting rid of it. Now we just looked at displacement, the distance in the X direction. Well, we still need to look at velocity of the C-coat after impact and acceleration of the C-coat after impact. So we still have some more data to analyze. And then, of course, we're going to build and test these full size on a commercial link cleaner. Again, I would like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated. They have been very supportive on this project for several years, trying to get rid of these C-coat fragments. They're tough little things to get rid of.
Thank you.
Questions?
Pretty mouth.